Welcome to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Brought to you by Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Confer Plastics, and Middleport Tractor. Now, here's your host, Derek Evans.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Hometown 1340 AM WLVL, streaming at WLVL.com. It is the evening of February 15th, and we are live here with Match 20 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm your host, Derek Evans. I'd like to say hello to our producer, Randy, working the soundboard again tonight. Hello, Randy.
Hey, Derek. Hey, I just want to let the students know today is World Hippo Day.
Wow.
So we need to celebrate the river horse, as it's commonly referred to.
Okay, yeah. So Randy tells us that today is World Hippo Day, and hippos are often called, what was it called?
They're referred to as river horse.
Referred to as river horses. All right. Very interesting. I never knew that. All right. In today's match, we have Roy Hart coached by John Reith, Wilson coached by Sean Nevins, and Lockport coached by Joe Sparrow. Before we start, let's take a moment to see who's on each team today. Let's see. We'll start here. Roy Hart, who do we have?
Oh, my name's Joshua. I like personalized pan pizzas, and I'd like to shout out North Sentinel Island.
All right. My name is Garrett. I'm from Roy Hart. I'm a junior, and I'd like to shout out my mom and, more importantly, Randy in the booth.
More importantly?
Randy's crazy. More important than
wow.
Your mom.
I'm Finn. I like trains.
Do you have a favorite train? Have you been to the Medina Train Museum?
Oh. No.
Oh. Okay, well, if you like trains...
This is a little embarrassing now.
Oh, yeah. Any news, Finn? You caught me off guard with the trains.
Yeah, my bad.
Any news from Roy Hart?
Today, the girls' basketball team has their senior night in a home game against Barker at 6:30 p.m. And our musical Freaky Friday premieres March 15th and goes through the 17th. So look out for that.
All right. Are you in the musical?
I am in the pit.
You're in the pit. Okay.
Yes.
What do you play?
Clarinet.
Clarinet. Oh, excellent. All right. Very nice. Thank you, Roy Hart. On to Wilson. Who do we have here on Wilson?
My name's Kyle. My favorite chair is a recliner. And I have a couple shout-outs to the unofficial Wilson Scholastic Bowl team mascot, Big Ken, and to Artie Lawson and his grandma.
My name is Parker Millie. My shout-outs here are for Mrs. West, Miss Mahar, and, of course, Randy in the booth here. And my favorite chairs, of course, massage chairs. Those are...
Ooh.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
The top five right
that's
there.
That's a good one.
And I'm Eli. I am also a junior. My favorite chair is, of course, a gamer chair. I have a number of shout-outs, too. We have Big Marge and Chris Price.
All right. Wasn't there a third big... That didn't get shot.
Oh, yeah,
shout
Big
out.
Bruce. Big,
Big Bruce.
Bruce.
There we go. We have to complete the trinity there. All right. And Eli, any news from Wilson?
Yes, we have a little bit here. All right. So, firstly, congratulations to Max Harmon and Natalie Shackelford for performing in All-County Junior High Band, and to Bella Estep, Wyatt Thomas, Natalia Ward, and Cassie Rainey for performing in All-County Senior High Band last weekend. Tonight, the boys' basketball team hosts Medina, and the girls' basketball team travels to Medina. The junior class winter semi-formal Sadie Hawkins dance is tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the high school gym. Tomorrow, the boys' modified basketball team plays at Medina. On Saturday, the cheer team will compete at sectionals at 1 p.m. at Star Point. Our production of Almost Maine will run on March 8th and 9th.
All right. Excellent. Thank you very much. And last but not least, Lockport, who do we have here?
I'm Autumn. I'm a senior, and I'm going to DUville for pharmacy.
Nice. Congrats.
And shout out to Caleb Lowers. It's his birthday.
Oh.
I'm Hannah Backus. I'm also a senior at Lockport High School, and I'm going to NCCC for criminal justice, and I'd like to give a shout-out to the LHS Cyber Lions.
All right.
My name's Amelia. I'm a senior at Lockport High School, and I'm going to Niagara University for nursing, and I would like to give a shout-out to Mr. Joe Sparrow.
All right. The coach there, yeah. Very exciting for all of you looking forward to the future there. And Captain Autumn, any news from Lockport?
This week, LHS is celebrating Winterfest. The indoor track is at West Seneca West on Saturday. The varsity boys basketball team are NFL league champs after beating Grand Island last night. And congratulations to varsity cheerleading team for winning the NFL championship as well. Good luck to the varsity girls hockey team going to the state championship in Utica tomorrow. Congrats to the all-county musicians for an excellent showing last weekend. Spring musicals rehearsals for Beauty and the Beast continue unabated. The musical will be on stage March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. LHS has been celebrating Black History Month with numerous events, both during the school day and after school as well. Tomorrow, we will be celebrating Black History through the arts, and the spring sports are on the way.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much. So those are our schools and teams, and a big thank you to our sponsors for making this all possible: Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confort Plastics. Big thank you to our sponsors, and big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying all the participants tonight with Ice Jam and public skate tickets. All right, let's get started here with the first of three rounds. Round one will consist of 15 buzzer questions worth 5 points each. For every three buzzer questions that a school gets correct, there will be a bonus question worth 15 points reserved only for that school to answer. After all 15 buzzer questions are asked, we will conclude round one with an audio excerpt question worth 30 points. Remember, during the buzzer portion, there will be no discussion with your team. But once we enter into a bonus question, you can discuss then. All right, let's get started here with our first question. All right, our first question for 5 points. Who said, "I go to bed every night feeling that I failed that day because I couldn't end the conflict in Vietnam"? Again, who said, "I go to bed every night feeling that I failed that day because I couldn't end the conflict in Vietnam"? All right, Eli from Wilson.
We're going to go with Nixon.
Nixon, no. All right, we got Finn from Roy Hart.
Ho Chi Minh.
Ho Chi Minh, no. And Lockport, a chance at this if you want it before we move on. Once again, who said, "I go to bed every night feeling that I failed that day because I couldn't end the conflict in Vietnam"? Give you a moment before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. The answer to this one, Lyndon B. Johnson.
Oh.
Lyndon B. Johnson. All right, next question. While in Spillville, Iowa, Antonin Dvorak composed one of these pieces, nicknamed American. What is this kind or type of musical composition written for four instruments from the violin family specifically? All right, we have Finn from Roy Hart.
String quartet.
Yes, string quartet is correct. 5 points there. To Roy Hart. All right, next question for 5 points. The military junta that stole her body in 1955 took 11 identical coffins, put her in one of them, labeled all of them with her name, and shipped them for reburial all over the world to keep her tomb from again becoming... All right, and we have Finn from Roy Hart.
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra, no. And we have Eli from Wilson.
Eva Perón.
Yeah, that is correct. 5 points there to Wilson. And we will move to the next question. All right, next buzzer question for 5 points. Translate the Spanish words in this passage by Ronnie Shakes. After 12 years of therapy, my psychiatrist told me something that brought tears to my eyes. He said, "No hablo inglés." All right. Garrett from Roy Hart.
I don't speak English.
That is correct. 5 points to Roy Hart.
That's crazy. Right.
Almost fell on the table there.
All right. Next buzzer question for 5 points. Only employees, members of Congress, Supreme Court justices, and high-ranking government officials are allowed to check out books from what library? We have Finn from Roy Hart.
Thomas Jefferson's Library.
Thomas Jefferson's Library, no. All right, Eli from Wilson.
How about the Library of Congress?
Library of Congress is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Wilson. All right, next buzzer question, 5 points. Ernie was face down on the ground with his head pointed due west. Each of his limbs was in a different state. His left hand was in what state? All right, we have Finn from Roy Hart.
South?
No. Once again, Ernie was... All right, and we've got Eli from Wilson.
New Mexico?
New Mexico, no. And Lockport, a chance at this. Once again, Ernie was face down on the ground with his head pointed due west. Each of his limbs was in a different state. His left hand was in what state? All right, Autumn from Lockport.
Colorado?
No, we're looking for Arizona on that one. All right, next question. All right, for 5 points, after a 3.5-year sojourn, Marco Polo arrived at Shangtu, China, which was called what in Coleridge's poem Kublai Khan? What was it called in Kublai Khan? All right, Finn from Roihart.
Shangri-La.
Shangri-La, no. All right, Eli from Wilson.
Khanbalik.
Khanbalik, no. Lockport, a chance at this before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. The answer to this one, Xanadu. Xanadu. All right, next question. All right, for 5 points, he once wrote to his son-in-law, quote, "In New York, I am to be disenfranchised and in New Jersey, hanged," end quote. Name this vice president. Name this vice president. In New York, I am to be disenfranchised and in New Jersey, hanged. Name this vice president. All right, Eli from Wilson.
Spiro Agnew.
Spiro Agnew, no. Roihart or Lockport, a chance at this. All right, Finn from Roihart.
Burr.
Burr is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Roihart. That brings Roihart to a bonus question. So this is just for you, Roihart, for 15 possible points. Resembling the antelope, this animal, named for its forked horns, is the fastest in the Western Hemisphere. The fastest in the Western Hemisphere. Name it. I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss.
Yeah, it is. That's it? That's the whole name?
Wait, go for it.
What do you think?
There's no way.
Then stop baiting.
All right, Finn.
Pronghorn.
Pronghorn is correct. Yes. 15 points there to Roihart. All right. And back to a buzzer question. All right. For 5 points, he didn't mind the sort of demeaning nickname of Little Jamie, but hated the complimentary nickname of Father of the Constitution. Who was? All right, Eli from Wilson.
James Madison.
James Madison is correct. Yes. 5 points there to Wilson. This brings Wilson to a bonus question. So this is just for you, Wilson, for 15 possible points. What term in statistics is used to designate the difference between the greatest quantity and the least quantity in a data set? I'll give you 10 seconds to discuss.
Range?
Range is correct. Yes, 50 points there to Wilson. All right, back to a buzzer question. All right, 4 or 5 points. Name the last monarch of the House of Tudor. All right, Eli from Wilson.
Elizabeth I.
Elizabeth I is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Wilson. All right, next question. For 5 points, developed in 1938, this material has an R value of 5 per inch of thickness. An excellent insulator. It can be found in walls and in coffee cups. All right. We have, is that Joshua from Roihart?
Fiberglass.
Fiberglass? No. It can be found in walls and in coffee cups. The generic name for this material is polystyrene foam. What is Dow Chemical's trademark name? All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
Latex?
Latex, no. And Lockport, a chance to take this. Again, developed in 1938, this material has an R value of 5 per inch of thickness. An excellent insulator. It can be found in walls and in coffee cups. The generic name for this material is polystyrene foam. What is Dow Chemical's trademark name? I'll give you a moment before we move on. All right, we're going to move on then. The answer to this one, styrofoam. Styrofoam. All right, next question.
Sorry, I was thinking about the coffee. A
little too late.
All right, next question for 5 points. A Tennessee Williams passed many days in this town and recalled it fondly in his memoirs. Ernest Hemingway completed A Farewell to Arms during his 12-year residence on the island of the same name. Such are some of the literary highlights of what place from which sailing due south, the first nation you reach is Cuba. All right, Eli from Wilson.
Key West.
Key West is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Wilson. All right, next question. OK, Okay, for 5 points here, rounded to the nearest whole number, the moon is inclined this many degrees with respect to the orbit of Earth about the sun. The Styx, S-T-Y-X, was one of this many rivers of Hades. Jules Verne's adventurers spent this many weeks in a balloon. All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
Four,
no. Camptown Racetrack is this many miles long. How many? All right, we have Garrett from Roy Hart.
Two,
no. And Lockport, a chance at this one. All right, Autumn from Lockport.
Six,
nope. The answer, five. Five. All right. Racetrack, five miles next long. Next question. All right, for 5 points, there's one electron in its 3P sublevel. This lightweight metal was... All right, and we have Eli from Wilson.
Potassium,
no. This lightweight metal was once more valuable than gold until Charles Hall developed a cheap method of producing it. The two metals most widely used to conduct electricity in homes are copper and what else? Roy Hart and Lockport, a chant at this before we move on. All right, Finn from Roy Hart.
Calcium,
no. And Lockport, a chant at this one. This lightweight metal was once more valuable than gold until Charles Hall developed a cheap metal method of producing it. The two metals most widely used to conduct electricity in homes are copper and what else? All right, Autumn from Lockport.
Aluminum
is correct. Yeah, 5 points there to Lockport. All right, and next question.
No.
All right, for 5 points, this subset of philosophy was explained in terms of the Apollonian and Dionysian in a book that criticizes the excess of rationality of Socrates and lionizes Richard Wagner. Name this field of philosophy, the subject of Friedrich Nietzsche's The Birth of Tragedy, whose... All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
Nihilism,
no. Whose concern is the nature of art and beauty? Name this field of philosophy.
Subject
of Friedrich Nietzsche's The Birth of Tragedy, whose concern is the nature of art and beauty. Lockport or Roy Hart, a chance to take this one before we move on. All right, Finn from Roy Hart.
Minimalism,
no. And Lockport, a chance at this. Name this field of philosophy whose concern is the nature of art and beauty. One more moment before we move on. All right, we will move on. The answer to this one, aesthetics. All right, so that brings us to the audio portion. So grab the blank paper and writing utensil there in front of you. I will ask a question related to an audio excerpt. I will then play the audio excerpt for you. I'll ask the question again, and then I'll put 10 seconds on the clock. During that time, feel free to discuss the answer with your team and then lock it in by writing it on the paper there in front of you. The question here for 30 points. This piece of music is representative of the early 20th century musical style known as Impressionism. Give me the title or the composer. And here is the excerpt. Once again, that piece of music is representative of the early 20th century musical style known as Impressionism. I need either the title of that piece of music or the name of the composer. So take a few more moments to discuss. I'll put 10 seconds here on the clock. And then lock in your answer by writing it on the paper there in front of you. And then turn your page over once you're done writing it. All right, a few more moments just to discuss, collect your thoughts, and write down your answer. All right, and Roy Hart, you're locked in?
Yeah.
All right, everyone's locked in? All right, we'll start with the Roy Hart. What did you write down? John Williams, all right. And Wilson, Holst, okay. And Lockport, Holst, okay. The answer here, the piece was called La Mer, and the composer, Claude Debussy. All right, so those points will go unawarded, and that'll do it for round one. We're going to take a short break. When we return, we'll enter into round two. So stick around. This is match 20 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings accounts, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So, stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union. Serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org.
This is your smiling guy here for Tradio. From 9:15 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, you can sell your goodies. Three items, doesn't matter how much you want to charge. It's all great here on Tradio. And you can send me emails if you don't want to get on the radio. Tradio at WLVL.com. Tradio at WLVL.com. Your smiling guy is well on his way to becoming the world's best friend. And I look forward to seeing you on the radio.
Tradio, weekday mornings from 9 to 10 on WLVL 1340 a.m.
Hi, Doug Steffen here, the host of the Good Day program, heard every morning here on WLVL. What a great way for you to spend some time, if I do say so myself. Join Jay Kirshner and me as we go big and small, up and down, in and out. Lots of fun, lots of serious conversation about the issues of the day, things that matter to you. And then you can share with us why it's important. Good Day radio program, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, weekday mornings 10 to noon here on WLVL.
Recess is over. Let's get back to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Welcome back. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL and streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. This is match 20 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl, brought to you by Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confort Plastics. Also, big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying the contestants tonight with Ice Jam tickets and public skate tickets. I'm your host, Derek Evans, and today we have Roy Hart, coached by John Wraith, Wilson, coached by Sean Nevins, and Lockport, coached by Joe Sparrow. All right, so after round one, the current score is Wilson takes the lead with 40, followed by Roy Hart 30 and Lockport 5. Once again, Wilson 40, Roy Hart 30, and Lockport 5. Let's get started here with the second of three rounds. Round two is a 60-second speed round. Each school will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions worth 10 points each in a chosen category. If a school answers all 10 questions correctly, they'll be awarded an additional 20 bonus points. A player can say pass to a question to render that question as incorrectly answered and move on to the next question. After the 60-second speed rounds, we will end round two with a redemption buzzer round, where all the incorrectly answered questions will be up for grabs for any school to answer and worth 10 points each. Remember, during the speed round, you may discuss the answer with your team, and then it'll be the job of the captain to give me the answer. The team with the fewest number of points after round one will get the privilege of going first. So, Lockport, you get to choose your category first. The categories tonight are five-syllable words, math, history, and operas. Give you a few moments to discuss, and let me know which category you'd like.
Math.
All right, math. All right, so I'm going to start that 60-second timer after I complete the first question. Lockport, your category is math, and your first question is, what is the sum of two consecutive positive integers if their product is 72?
Pass.
All right, next question. 65% of what number is 13? Incorrect. Next question. What is 6.4 times 5? 6.4 times 5.
30.
Incorrect. Next question. With a pair of dice, the chances of throwing one of these two numerical sums are 1 in 36. Name one of the numerical sums.
6.
Incorrect. Next question. What's the greatest common factor of 24, 54, and 72?
9.
Incorrect. Next question. And I didn't get to the next question, so we will leave it there. All right. Next team up is Royhart. Royhart, your categories are 5-syllable words, history, or operas.
What were the categories again?
We have 5-syllable words, history, or operas.
Should we go with history?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he can't.
Yeah, pretty much. we're going to go with history.
History? Okay. Yeah. I will start that 60-second timer after I complete the first question. Royhart, your category is history. The first question is, in addition to their large townhouses, many wealthy Romans had luxurious country estates called what?
Villa.
Yeah, that is correct. Next question. Joseph Stalin, for a time, served as the editor of what Soviet newspaper?
KBC.
Incorrect. Next question. Name the fraternal group dating from the 15th century and claiming over a dozen U.S. presidents as members.
Skull and Bones.
Incorrect. Next question. In 1946, who attacked the French at Tonkin, starting a war that ended 8 years later?
The British.
Incorrect. Next question. Tecumseh died at which battle, named after an English river?
Tippecanoe.
Incorrect. Next question. What was the title of the soldiers served by squires during the Middle Ages?
Knights.
Yes, that is correct. Next question. Which historically significant event was first announced in a Barcelona banquet hall in April 1493? What historical significant event? And I'll give you a chance to answer.
Can you say that again?
Yes. Which historically significant event was first announced in a Barcelona banquet hall in April 1493?
After.
Okay.
The Discovery of America.
Oh, the Discovery of America.
Yes, that is correct. All right.
I was thinking about how to word that.
Yeah. All right. And we move now finally to Wilson. Your categories are 5-syllable words or operas. I'll give you...
Like we're taking operas. 5-syllable words.
Okay. 5-syllable words it is. All right. Again, I'm going to start that 60-second timer after I complete the first question. Once again, Wilson, your category is 5-syllable words. And the first question is, what weather phenomenon includes snow, sleet, and rain?
Precipitation.
Correct. Yes. Next question. What do we call international integration of markets for goods and services, labor, and capital?
Globalization.
Yes, correct. Next question. What kind of molecules are released by neurons into synapses to propagate signals?
Neurotransmitters.
Yes, that is correct. Next question. John Nash, the subject of A Beautiful Mind, suffered from which disease?
Pass.
All right, next question. The top of what anvil-shaped cloud is made up of ice?
Cumulonimbus.
Yes, that is correct. Next question. HIV belongs to which family of viruses?
Autoimmune deficiency.
Autoimmune.
Incorrect. What word refers to the sonar used by animals like the bat and the dolphin?
Echolocation.
Yes, correct. Next question. What word designates any organism that eats its own kind?
Cannibalistic?
Cannibalistic?
Yep, that is correct, and that'll do it for your round. All right, we now enter into the redemption buzzer round, where all the incorrectly answered questions will be up for grabs. I will announce every time I clear the buzzers, and I will be asking these questions in the same order that they appear during the speed round. So if you've memorized the order of these questions, feel free to buzz in even before I begin asking the question. All right, I will clear the buzzers now for the first question. All right, we have Kyle from Wilson.
17.
17 is correct. The question was, what is the sum of two consecutive positive integers if their product is 72? 17 is correct. 10 points there to Wilson, and I will clear the buzzers. 65%, and we have Joshua from Roy Hart.
20.
20 is correct. Yeah, the question was 65% of what number is 13? 20 is correct. 10 points there to Roy Hart. And on to the next question. Clearing the buzzers. All right, and Finn from Roy Hart.
32.
32 is correct. The question was, what is 6.4 times 5? 32 is correct. 10 points there to Roy Hart. And I will clear the buzzers. All right, we have Garrett from Roy Hart.
2 or 12.
That is correct. Yeah, 2 or 12 is correct. The question was, with a pair of dice, the chances of throwing one of these two numerical sums are 1 in 36. Name one of the numerical sums. The answer, 2 and 12. And Roy Hart, you got that. So 10 points there too, Roy Hart. I will clear the buzzers. All right, what's the greatest? All right, and we have Kyle from Wilson.
8.
8, no. What's the greatest common factor of 24, 54, and 72? 24, 54, and 72. What is it? All right. Finn from Roy Hart.
6.
6 is correct. Yes. 10 points there to Roy Hart. And I will clear the buzzers. Joseph. All right. And we have Eli from Wilson.
Pravda.
Pravda is correct. Joseph Stalin, for a time, served as the editor of what Soviet newspaper? Pravda is correct. 10 points there to Wilson. All right. Clearing the buzzers. Name the fraternal group dating. And we have Eli from Wilson.
Freemasons.
Yes, that is correct. 10 points there to Wilson. The question was, name the fraternal group dating from the 15th century and claiming over a dozen U.S. presidents as members. Masons or Freemasons is correct. 10 points there to Wilson, clearing the buzzers. All right, All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
The Vietnamese.
Vietnamese. Well, no. I'm going to say no. We'll review this after. In 1946, who attacked the French at Tonkin, starting a war that ended 8 years later? I'll give Roy Hart and Lockport a chance to answer this before we review it. All right, Finn from Roy Hart.
The Chinese.
The Chinese, no. And Lockport, a chance to answer this before we review it and move on. All right, we're going to move on. Now, the answer I have here is Ho Chi Minh, but it's the question is, who attacked the French at Tonkin? Vietnamese, I think, seems to answer that. Coaches?
Was there another Vietnamese faction?
Well, it was kind of the Vietnamese in general that led the the war.
Let's see. Ho Chi Minh was a Vietnamese communist revolutionary.
That's fine.
Coaches, what do we think? Is that close enough? Or
I think it's the same if you said, who attacked Poland in September of 39? Hitler or the Germans?
Yeah, interchangeable. Okay, so we will give those points there to Wilson, and we'll move on to the next question. I will clear the buzzers. All right, Tecumseh, and we've got Finn from Roy Hart.
Winnipeg?
Winnipeg, no. Tecumseh died at which battle named after an English river? All right, Eli from Wilson.
Thames.
Yes, that is correct. Thames or Thames, Battle of Thames. 10 points there to Wilson, and we move to the next question, clearing the buzzers. All right, let's see. John Nash, the subject of A Beautiful Mind, suffered. And we have Hannah from Lockport. What was that?
Schizophrenia.
Yes, schizophrenia is correct. 10 points there to Lockport. All right, and clearing the buzzers. All right, our final a buzzer question here. HIV belongs to which family of viruses? We have Amelia from Lockport.
Forever viruses?
Forever viruses, no. And Wilson or Royhart, a chance at this. HIV belongs to which family of viruses? And we have a Joshua from Royhart.
STDs.
STDs, no. And Parker from Wilson.
Chronic viruses.
Chronic viruses, no. We were looking for retroviruses on that one. Retroviruses. All right, and that'll do it for the for round two. So we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we will close out the match with round three. So don't go away. This is match 20 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is proud to bring you the 2024 Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Wishing the best to all of the participating schools, their coaches, and the Scholastic Bowl teams. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union offers the community great products and services like checking, savings account, a first-time auto buyer program, and the student credit card. Parents and grandparents, ask one of Niagara's Choice representatives about how you can help teach good financial responsibility with a basic youth share savings account. Plus, Niagara's Choice FCU has great loan rates and an easy loan process. So, stop into one of their locations and meet with one of their member services representatives today. Or you can visit niagaraschoice.org. Find out why Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union is truly where you belong. Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union. Serving the community for over 70 years, and now serving both Niagara and Erie counties. Visit niagaraschoice.org.
Hey, this is John Mazur.
And I'm Eric Cook.
And I'm Hank Nevins from Wake Up Niagara.
Guys, you know, we're in the doldrums of winter. Let's heat things up with a good old-fashioned chili cook-off.
Sounds delish.
Tune in Tuesday the 20th for WLVL's Great Chili Cook-Off.
The WLVL staff goes toe-to-toe in a tangle of the taste buds to decide who has the best chili.
And our celebrity judges will decide who takes home the golden spoon.
Hey, did you guys see the forecast for the 20th?
Do I even want to know?
It's going to be chilly today and hot tamale.
I was going to make a chili joke, too, but I thought it was a little too corny.
I think these jokes deserve the old radio gong, boys.
The WLVL Great Chili Cook-Off, Tuesday, February 20th on Wake Up Niagara.
Wake Up Niagara, weekday mornings on WLVL, 1340 AM. Take your seats. Time for another round of Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Welcome back. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL, and we are live with match 20 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. I'm your host, Derek Evans, and we have just finished rounds 1 and 2. The current score is Wilson maintains their lead with 150, followed by Royhart 100 and Lockport 15. Once again, Wilson 150, Royhart 100, and Lockport 15. And we have one more round to go. Round 3 is a buzzer round similar to round 1, except now there are 8 buzzer questions up for grabs and worth 10 points each, and after every single correctly answered question, there will be a bonus question worth 20 points. Let's get started here with round 3. All right, our first buzzer question for 10 points. Certain orchids, genus Cypripedium, are known by what feminine name from their resemblance to delicate footwear? Certain orchids are known by what feminine name from their resemblance to delicate footwear? All right, we have Parker from Wilson.
Ladybugs?
Ladybugs, no. All right, we have Autumn from Lockport.
Lilies?
Lilies, no. And Royhart, a chance at this. Certain orchids, genus Cypripedium, are known by what feminine name from their resemblance to delicate footwear? Give you a moment before we move on. All right, Finn from Royhart.
Heels.
Heels on the right track, but no. The answer here, lady slippers, or would have accepted slipper orchids. All right, next question. All right, for 10 points, which valley lies northwest of Hollywood across the Santa Monica Mountains? All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
Alameda.
Alameda, no. Which valley lies northwest of Hollywood across the Santa Monica Mountains? Roy Hart and Lockport, a chance at this. I'll give you a moment. All right, Amelia from Lockport.
Napa Valley?
Napa Valley, no. City. And Roy Hart, a chance at this before we move on. All right, Finn from Roy Hart.
Death Valley.
Death Valley, no. We're looking for San Fernando Valley. Mm. All right, next question. All right, for 10 points, a protege of J.J. Thompson. His students included Niels Bohr and James Chadwick. He named the proton from the Greek. All right, Eli from Wilson.
Ernest Rutherford.
Ernest Rutherford is correct. 10 points there to Wilson. And a chance at a bonus question. So this is just for you, Wilson, for 20 possible points. Vincenzo Perugia made off with it in 1911 and hid it under... under his bed for 2 years, he made off with what? I'll give you 10 seconds.
The Mona Lisa.
The Mona Lisa, yeah, is correct. 20 points there to Wilson. All right, and back to a buzzer question.
Thank you, Great Gloria.
All right, back open for anyone here for 10 points. Pennsylvania saw the Whiskey Rebellion against the federal government. Boswell published The Life of Johnson. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart died. The Bill of Rights was ratified. All right, and we have Eli from Wilson.
1790.
1790, no. In what year did these events happen? Lockport or Roy Hart? All right, Garrett from Roy Hart.
1812.
No.
What?
And Lockport, a chance at this one. Give you a moment before we move on. Pennsylvania. All right, we have Autumn from Lockport.
1782.
Nope. Eli, you're very close. The answer is 1791.
Yeah.
1791.
So close.
All right, back to a buzzer question. All right, back open for anyone here for 10 points. Found on the Blackwater River, where Aegon the Conqueror landed in Westeros, you can enter this fictional royal capital through one of the seven gates to see the Red Keep or the Dragon Pit. What is this capital of the Seven Kingdoms created by George R.R. Martin? What is this capital? All right, Hannah from Lockport.
Dragonstone?
No, that is not correct. Wilson or Roy Hart, a chance at this before we move on. What is this capital of the Seven Kingdoms created by George R. R. Martin? One more moment. All right, Eli from Wilson.
Let's go with Spanakopita.
Spanakopita, no. And Roy Hart, a chance at this before we move on. All right, we've got Joshua from Roy Hart.
Mordor.
Mordor, nope. The answer to this one, King's Landing. And on to the next question. All right, for 10 points, its entrance is found on Central Park West across from the Dakota Apartments, and in it you will find a mosaic inlaid with the single word imagine. All right, we have Eli from Wilson.
Strawberry Fields.
Strawberry Fields is correct. Yeah, 10 points there to Wilson, and a chance at a 20-point bonus question. So this is just for you, Wilson, for 20 possible points. Vince Lombardi became the coach of the Green Bay Packers, and Buddy Holly died. Queen Elizabeth and President Eisenhower presided over the opening of the St. Lawrence Seaway. Commemorating events of this year and celebrated January 1st, triumph of the revolution is Cuba's national holiday. Name the year.
1959
is correct.
The
20 points
the music
there
died.
To Wilson. All right, back to a buzzer question. All right, for 10 points here, open for anyone. Stories vary on where this song originated, and it has gone by titles that include Cowboy Love Song and In the Bright Mohawk Valley. The best-known version may be Gene Autry's 1936 theme song from his movie of the same name. And the lyrics go, "From this valley they say you are going. I will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile, for they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened our pathway a while." That's the first stanza of... All right, and we have Eli from Wilson.
Bonnie Banks?
Bonnie Banks, no. That's the first stanza of what old cowboy song? From this valley they say you are going. I will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile, for they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened our pathway a while. First stanza of what old cowboy song? Give you a moment before we move on. Roy Hart and Lockport, a chance at this. All right, let's see. Joshua from Roy Hart.
Home on the Range.
Home on the Range, no.
Closer than mine.
And Lockport, a chance at this before we move on. All right, we're going to move on. The answer, Red River Valley, was the answer to that one. And we move now to our final buzzer question. All right, for 10 points, in chemistry and physics, it stands for atomic number. In electricity, for impedance. What letter? All right, we have Autumn from Lockport.
P.
P, no. All right, Eli from Wilson.
N.
N, no. And Roy Hart, a chance at this. In chemistry and physics, it stands for atomic number. In electricity, for impedance. What letter am I talking about? Give you a moment before we end the round. All right, Garrett from Roy Hart.
Ohm.
Ohm, oh, nope. We were looking for the letter Z. Letter Z on that one. And that'll do it for round three. That concludes our final round here in Match 20 of the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl. We're going to take another short break, and when we return, we'll announce the winner of this evening's match. You're listening to 1340 AM WLVL. We'll be right back after these messages.
Middleport Tractor, serving their customers for over 50 years, and they're proud to be a member of your community. Thank you to all of our customers, from Dave, Chris, and Jim. Middleport Tractor is best known for their top-notch sales and service departments, with an excellent supply of original parts and accessories. Middleport Tractor, a local business that cares about customer satisfaction. Shop their store, located on Route 31 in Middleport, or visit MiddleportTractor.net. Wishing the best to this year's Scholastic Bowl competitors. Go Roy Hart!
Celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County, Confer Plastics manufactures a wide variety of consumer goods. You can buy their popular patio furniture at leisureaccents.com. Their classic snow sleds can be found at theretroracer.com. And all of their products are proudly made in the USA, and your purchase supports 150 hardworking families. Confer Plastics, celebrating 50 years of business in Niagara County. Conferplastics.com.
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers number one value for a community college in Western New York. 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. Hands-on training in their state-of-the-art labs for solar electric technician, criminal justice, and healthcare. On-campus student housing. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
WEBR Radio and WLVL invite you to be a part of the Total Eclipse event Monday, April 8th at the Transit Drive-In. This once-in-a-lifetime event will show the eclipse live on the big screen with music, vendors, and food. Admission is $5 per vehicle. Eclipse classes are also $5. Get your tickets online today at transitdrivein.com. Be there for the Total Eclipse event with WEBR Radio, WLVL, and the Transit Drive-In.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you won't find PTSD by looking at a thermometer. Sorting out a mental health concern takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a bandage. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, call 1-800-662-HELP for free and confidential information and treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
Did you miss your favorite WLVL show today? Listen to all of our programming on demand anytime. Online at WLVL.com. WLVL.com. Hear Wake Up Niagara's featured daily interviews, Tradio, Doug Steffen's Good Day Show, Glenn Beck, Sean Hannity, Dave Ramsey, and much more. On demand at your convenience, just a click away. Go to WLVL.com and click podcast. WLVL.com. Always on, always on demand. WLVL.com. Click podcasts. Want to save money and support local business at the same time? Then tune in to Dial a Deal every Saturday morning, 7 to 10 on WLVL. Get great deals for your favorite local businesses. Save on pizza, wings, spa treatments, oil changes, clothing, and flowers, just to name a few. Who doesn't love saving money and supporting local business? Just get that dialing finger ready and call in when you hear the deal you want. You do the dialing, we'll do the dealing. That's Dial a Deal every Saturday morning, 7 to 10 on WLVL. Streaming live at WLVL.com.
Time to get back to the action. Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL.
Back with the 2024 Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on 1340 AM WLVL. I'm your host, Derek Evans, and I want to give one more big thank you to our sponsors for this match, Niagara's Choice Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Middleport Tractor, and Confort Plastics. Also, big thank you to Cornerstone Arena for supplying the participants tonight with Ice Jam tickets and public skate tickets. All right, so after three exciting rounds, we have our final scores. In third place today, Lockport with 15. In second place, Roihart 100. That means today's champion, Wilson. Congratulations, you end the match with 210. So once again, the scores tonight, Wilson 210, Roihart 100, and Lockport 15. And actually, I think this is Lockport's last match of the season. And they end the season currently at rank 4. And so we'll have to wait and see how the final four matches shape up. And that'll be on February 27th, 28th, and 29th. 29th is a doubleheader, so we'll have two matches then. And depending on how those matches shake out, we'll find out whether Roihart makes it to the playoff or not. The playoff is, Tuesday, March 5th, and will feature the second seed, third seed, and fourth seed. So we'll wait and see what those rankings are. And of course, the final will be the next day on the 6th, and will feature the first seed, who will get an automatic spot in the final, and the winner of that playoff. So we'll have to see, wait and see how that pans out. I want to check in real quick with Randy, your favorite moment or fact of the night, Randy.
Well, I'm going to start off. I start off with animals. I'm going to end with animals, the pronghorn being the second fastest land animal, only behind the cheetah.
Yeah.
And the fact that it can actually run for about 30 miles an hour for hours, or over 20 miles, is another interesting fact about it.
Wow, it can run at 30 miles per hour for over 20 miles.
Yeah, long distance runner.
And it's the second fastest after the cheetah. Very, very interesting. Yeah, very nice. All right, thank you, Randy. Well, that concludes match 20. Again, our score tonight, Wilson 210, Roihart 100, Lockport 15. Our next match will be the 27th. Keep in mind, next week we are off. All the schools have midwinter recess, so we're going to pick back up on Tuesday, February 27th, with Akron, Clarence, and Wilson. And then we've got three more matches after that. We have one match on the 28th, and then a doubleheader on the 29th. And that'll conclude our season. And again, our playoff is March 5th, our final March 6th. So that's a look at our schedule. Once again, tonight's score, Wilson 210, Roihart 100, Lockport 15. And this is 1340 AM WLVL. I'm Derek Evans, and please have a great night, everyone.
You've been listening to Niagara's Choice Scholastic Bowl on WLVL. Brought to you by Niagara's Choice Federal Credit Union, Genesee Community College, Confer Plastics, and Middleport Tractor. For the complete season schedule and standings, go to WLVL.com.